The beginning of this week's parsha, we read of this famous dream of Yaakov. Hinei sula matzav arza, rosho magi hashamayim, v'hinei malchei elokim olim v'yordim bo. And then Hashem is nitzav alav, and he gives him a bracha, ufaratz to yom of akedma v'tzavon of anegba. And there's a lot of discussion of what does these malachim represent. The Olim V'Yordim Bo. There's a famous Ramban with the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that it represents the different nations. That certain nations were one time very successful, they were high, and then they're not successful anymore. And another nation rises, you know, the Malach means the Malach of that particular nation. And then that nation was flourishing, and then weiter, it doesn't work out, etc. And all the different pshatim that are given to the Malachi Elokim Olim V'Yordim Bo. I'd like to point out what the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, which is a classic Hasidish Sefer, on page 4. He says, Ve'etzi Yaakov mi'be'ashav v'vikim malkom, Ve'esu l'motzo v'arsho v'sho magim ha'shamayim Malachi Elokim Olim V'Yordim Bo. Ish b'tzod gadlus v'katnus. Right? Gadlus v'katnus. Okay, you do b'shem. Adonai v'zkeini. Ki'achayos rotzo v'shov. V'efshar lomad al madrega achas tomid. Rak ola v'yorid. May read the hutzorach aliyah. But this represents man's state. Whereas a famous lashon that's found in all these Hasidic Sfarim is katnus and gadlus. Katnus mochin, gadlus mochin, meaning there's certain times in life where we feel that we're successful and we're davening well and we're learning well and we're great, we're riding high. And certain times in our life we feel we're not successful and we're not davening well and we're not doing well, da da da. And in life, no one has it perfect all the time. We have to realize, as Yaakov Avinu does, that life has aliyos v'yoridos. It's Malachi Elokim Olim V'Yordim Bo represents each person's individual life. And there are going to be times where things are great, and we're riding high, and we're and then Chas V'Shalom, there could be times where we feel we're in a slump, and that's the Yordim Bo. But the point of the Yerida is sometimes when you have Yerida, you start fresh and you rejuvenate and you even become greater than you were before. And that's the Pshatz, he says in the three lines from the bottom, Ufaratzta, Hayinu Sheyovo L'Madrega Dola Me'obis Pashus Hadas. In other words, that's what Hashem is saying. There's going to be Malachi Elokim Olim V'Yordim Bo, but when you get, after you felt you're in a slump, and you realize you're in a slump, and you try to therefore overcome it, the second coming, Havdil, the second coming is going to be even stronger. Even stronger. You're gonna. That's why the pasuk says, "Ufaratz the yam of akeima, safon of anegla." That you're gonna. And that's the famous line in, meaning it's gonna become even more than what you had originally. And that's the famous in the Haftorah, for the first day of Shavuos, which most people are usually asleep for, after the night of sleep, we read from Yecheskel. Parak Aleph, the Maisa Merkava. And the Pasuk says, V'chayos ratzo v'ashov kemara habozak. That the chayos, or the different malachim, ratzo v'ashov means that they circulate. In other words, they don't stay in one place. Ratzo v'ashov means up and down, up and around. Ratzo v'ashov. And that represents man's state in this world as well. That things don't stay always the same. and there are yeridos in life, and there are aliyos in life. And we have to realize that even the makom that there's a yerida, if you, Bezer Hashem, realize it, that yerida will ultimately lead you to a new aliyah. And that aliyah will even be greater than the original one. And that's what the Toldos Yaakov Yosef writes on page 6. Hinei Yecheskel Aleph, Achayos Ratzova Shov, V'yefshar She'yomar Odom Madrega Achas, Rak Olav Yorid. Right? A person's not going to be Madrega Achas, he's going to be Olav Yorid. And that's part of life, to realize the human element of a person. Now, someone wrote a book, I think it was entitled, What's Wrong with Being Human? You know, part of being human is aliyos v'yeridos. And sometimes we don't want to reconcile the fact that we're human, and we make mistakes, and we have nephilos. And the beauty of man is the fact that he's human, and he has these aliyos v'yeridos. And that's the Yisod HaChayim. In this week's Parsha, page 7, we read of Leah. Leah had her fourth son, Vatar Od, Vatelit Bein, Vatomer Apam Odes Hashem, Alkein Karashimo Yehuda, Vatomod Miletus. So she says, I'm going to thank God. Now, why is she thanking God after the fourth son? Why not after the first son, second son, third son? What's the special Hodah after the fourth son? So Rashi says, Pam Odesh Natalta Yose Michalki. Meata Yeshli Lahodos. That, in other words, really, there were four women that Yaakov was with, and there's supposed to be 12 kids, right? So that means that each one would produce three. So the fact that she produced four, that was already more than she expected that she was going to produce. So she says, I'm going to give a special thanks to God now on my fourth son, Yehuda, because I received more than my share. Natalti Yosef Michalki. And Chazal say, page 8, the Gemara Brachas, Amar Yeshua B'Shem Rav Vayochai, Yom Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Salomo, Loya Adam Shahora Hoda Lakavish Bachwa Chabalaya Bardasa Shanema Pamo Des Hashem. That, and there's a lot to say. What does it mean? No one ever thanked God before Leah. But this thanks of God of Leah was the thanks of Natalti Yosi Michalki. I heard many years ago from Rabbi Yitzchak Izbi Zatzal. He said over the Chidushe Harim on page 9. And Chidush HaRim says this idea is the Yisod of a Yid. The Yisod of a Yid, Jews are called Yehudim. They're not called Ruvenim. They're not called Shimonim. They're called Yehudim. Lashon Yehuda. Why? Chol Echad Mi'Yisrael Nikra Yehudi Al Shmo. Ki Shmo Al Shem Shevach Hodaya Hapam Odas Hashem. Shekol Yehudi Tzorech Ladan Shekol Mashayah. In other words, because the attitude of a Jew has to be, it can't be a pompous attitude. It has to be an attitude that Natalta Yosi Michalki, that God has been gracious to me, that He's given me even more than I deserve. Whatever a person's lot in life is, he has to realize how much God actually gave him. And that's also part of the human element, to realize that we're frail compared to the Ribono Shel Olam. We make mistakes, we're Olav V'Yored, and even the things that we do have was God's gracious gift to us. And that's Yisod of a Jew, is the Anivus, and that's Yehuda. That's why Jews are called Yehudim, because we have the attitude of, not the attitude of Magiali. Magiali. No, not the attitude of Magiali. The attitude of Natalti Yosef Michalki. And that's what the Chidush HaRim says. There's a famous piece in the Pachad Yitzchak from Rav Putner on Chanukah, where Rav Putner, this is one of the famous pieces in all the Pachad Yitzchak. There's some like classic pieces in Pachad Yitzchak. Well, this is one of them. On page 10, where Rav Putner wants to understand, there are two words in Hebrew that seem to be the same. Moda, I thank you. Ani modelecha, I thank you. And what about moda b'miktsas? If I'm moda to something, I'm admitting something, right? So what does that have to do with moda, I thank you? The same word for admission, admitting, is the same word for thanking. What's the connection? So he says, "Bebinyan amilim shaloshan hakodesh, there's damnu lefundek echad shnei musagim." Two concepts meet in one inn. It's poetic writing. Habas hachzakas tova, and now he writes in Yiddish, Dankin, a dank. Right? When you say in Yiddish, you want to say thank you. You say, what do you say? A dank. And here you see, Dankin, and as I explained to you, the ayin is the segel, right? As we discussed the other day. So Dankin is thank you. So that's one word of mode. Vaskomis ladas asad sheni noch geben. In other words, I am agreeing to you. I'm mode to you. You say I owe you $100, I'm moda that I owe you $100. So what's the connection between the word moda of thank you and the word moda of admission? The shnei musagim alalu yesh b'loshon hakodesh bitui mishut of hodah. Hodah's baldin. Right? Hodah's baldin kemei eidim. The word hodah means admission. But it also means what? Thank you. So what's the connection? Seems to be two separate things. Perusha has come with varv shosada sheni. Hodol avar perusha basach zaka toval ha-maisa chesed. But he says, ha-svara ha-shituv ha-zehi, the common denominator between these two words of hodol, one meaning thank you and one meaning admission, ki bitchunas nafshu shal odom t'muna hi ha-shifal yosmucha ha-shulchar atzma. In other words, people want to think that they're not Olim v'yordim, that they're God. People have that Yetzirah to think that they don't need anybody. They're totally independent. Totally independent. People don't want to realize that every human being is not God, and therefore has to be dependent on other people for something. But people want to think that they don't need. They're totally independent. When a person says thank you, in other words, thank you is really an admission that I'm not perfect and I needed your help. So the two words, toda, hodah, meaning thank you, and hodah, meaning admission, are one and the same. Because thank you is an admission that I'm not perfect. I'm not God. I do need help from other people. Not totally, but I'm not God. God doesn't need help from anybody. But we're not God. We're Olim V'Yardim. We're human beings who have the frailty of Olim V'Yardim, and therefore we have to understand that we have to give Toda, because we have to admit to that. Because if we don't admit to that, then we're treating ourselves as if we're God. And that's the biggest sheker there could be. No one is God. That's the ultimate gaiva. That's what Paro says. Li ha-yor, va'ani asisini. That's what Paro, the Chazal say, used to try to go relieve himself early in the morning so no one should see him, so everyone should think he's a God. But that's the biggest gaiva. The Gaiva of Paro. We believe that we are human beings and we're olim v'yordim. We have ups, we have downs, we're not perfect. And therefore we give hodah to Hashem and we give hodah to other people to admit, we say thank you, which Rav Huttner writes, in essence, is an admission to the fact that we're not totally independent. Because we're not God. And we're human beings, and therefore we're olim v'yordim, we have ups and downs, we have frailty, but that doesn't make us a reason to be depressed. That only is the reality of life, that we are human. And that's what Hashem wants us to be, human, and understands that we're human. And we shouldn't fool ourselves to think that we have to be perfect. And Rav Yosef Engel points out an unbelievable observation. Unbelievable observation that Rav Yosef Engel points out. There are two Mishnayos in Shas. You listen to this? That say, when you do something, it has to be ma'od ma'od. Not just ma'od. Tov ma'od. Ma'od ma'od. Ma'od ma'od. What are the two places in Shas that it says it's not enough just to be very? You have to be very, very. Ma'od ma'od. So the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, page 11, Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavne Omer Ma'od Ma'od Havish Shval Ruach. That when it comes to anivus, you should be ma'od ma'od. That doesn't mean you shouldn't have self-esteem and self-value and understand what you could do. But you don't flaunt it. You're low-key. Ma'od ma'od. That's the midah of what? Anivus. Now let's take a look in the Mishnah Brachos on page 12. Says the Mishnah, uvechol me'odecha. Right, what does that mean? B'chol mamonecha. That's one pshat. All your money. Dover acher b'chol me'odecha. B'chol mida u'mida. Anything that God allots to you, shu modeh lecha, have a modeh lo, b'mod me'od. Have a modeh lo. When you thank God, when you have hakaras hatov to God, it should be b'mod ma'od. So Rav Yosef Engel says that two times in Shas, in the Mishnayos, where we find ma'od ma'od, is by anivus and by what? And by hakar, by thanking. Because, and says Rav Yosef Engel, we'll see inside in a second, because these two areas are one and the same. When you thank somebody, that's because you have anivus to understand, like Rav Huttner said, that you're not God, that you're not totally independent. Of course it's important that we should be independent to the degree that we can. But we should always realize that we'll never totally be independent because we're not God. We're olim v'yordim. We're human beings. We have frailty. And there's nothing wrong with frailty as long as you don't let that depress you. Because the olim v'yordim has to be that after there's yerida, there's going to be an aliyah again. And that's where Rav Yosef Engel, take a look. We'll come back to page 13 in a second. Rav Yosef Engel in the Sefer Tiferes Yosef, which is an unbelievable sefer, compilation of things from Rav Yosef Engel. He says, Hinei, on page 14, Matzinu, Inyan anova, binyan hoda, inyan shava. That by anova and hoda we have a common phraseology. Shenemar bishneim haloshon meod meod. Be anova nemar meod meod have shval ruach. Be hoda nemar have modelo meod meod. Vizemorachi anova hoda him dvarim masimim yachad. That anova and hoda go together. He told us Hanava. Misha Eno Onov Rola Atzmo Malo Mazim Tovim Nekeshayitov Lo Yaksho Kibishar Maloso Masav Tovim Balo Tovim. In other words, a person who's a Balgaiva said, Magiali, why should I thank him? It's always Magiali. By the fact that you're Modelo, It's always magiali. So why should I have to thank you? No. Ma'od, ma'od. Similar to Rafutna, a little bit different, but it's the same idea. That hodah comes from anivus. Hodah comes from anivus. It's the opposite attitude of the magiali attitude. Because we have to realize that we are frail. And that shouldn't cause us to be depressed. It should cause us simcha. Because if we were perfect, there would be nothing to strive for. There would be no challenge in life. Human frailty gives the simchas hachayim that we have an ability to climb a new hill, to climb a new mountain, to try something new, to try to strive for something. Because if we would be perfect and we'd have everything, then life is meaningless. The frailty is the godless. The fact that there's olam v'yardim, that's a challenge. That's what makes life challenging, and that's what makes it meaningful. And Rav Yosef Engel continues on page 15. Why does she call her son Yehuda? Why is that the... He says, because we know the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Dalet, that the Gimel and the Dalet and the Aleph base. Why do we have a Gimel and a Dalet? Gimel represents Gomel and Dalet. That the Gimel is the person who, with his... You see, the Gimel's foot is extended out. That's the person who's running after the Dalet, the Dal, to try to help him out. And that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, a Kuf Dalet. In other words, the Aleph base is not just Tam letters. There's deep ideas in the Aleph base. So Dalet represents the Dal, the needy. And Yehuda means, Yehuda has the Dalet of the Dal, that means the Yud Kei Vav, it means that's Hashem. It means Hashem will help me the Dal, to be Memalei my Chisaron. And that's what Yehuda means. Yehuda means that I'm a Dal, I'm lacking. That's the Dal, the Dalet of Yehuda. And the Yud Kei Vav Kei in Yehuda is the Hashem. And Hashem is the only one who could help. That's why Hodah means that I realize that I need God's help. So Hodah comes, like Rav Hutna says, Hodah comes from that Hakara that I'm not perfect. I don't have everything. And a person who presents himself as if he's perfect is just sheker. It's just a mahus of sheker. It's not that we're mechuyev to flaunt our chesronos, but we should realize that everyone has chesronos. Everyone has things that they can work on. And that's not a reason to be sad. That's the reality of life, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. But he wants us to realize that after the nefila, olim v'yardim bo, then there's going to be an aliyah again. And then I wanted to, then there's another thing that Rav Yosef Engel says, and I had an extra beer in Rav Yosef Engel. On page 16, Rav Yosef Engel writes, what happened? Rachel doesn't have kids, right? So what does she say? Let's get what? Let's get Bilhah, right? We'll bring Bilhah along, and she'll be my maidservant, and I'll have kids through her. So Rav Yosef Engel says an unbelievable thing, but I think just to say what he says without explaining it is like a wow thing, and then what do I do with it? So that's what I wanted to be mashlin to Rav Yosef Engel. He says like this, all the imahos, Sarah, Rivka, and Leah, all have a hey in their name. Sarah, Rivka, Leah. Rachel does not have a hey in her name. The key to produce in this world is the os hey. Is the os hey. Rachel doesn't have it. So what does he get? Bilhah has two heys. Look at the end of the second paragraph. Rachel shalohaya lahei bishma lo hei liholida. She couldn't have children. She didn't have a hay. Lachem bios labila shivchas Rachel beis hayin bishma. Lachem amar Rachel ibona gam anochi mimena. I'll sort of borrow a hay from her. Bilha two hays. Rachel needs a hay. Give me a hay. I have an extra hay. Has an extra hay. And it's interesting that hay lachem zera. That's the pasuk. Hay lachem zera in Bereishis, in Mikes Vayigash, one of those parshas. And in fact, in certain communities, and it's a question, in certain communities. Some Hasidic communities, they use a hay as a to thwart away the ayin hara, os hay. So what's this with the hay? What's this with the hay? You need a hay to have kids. Rachel doesn't have a hay, so it's. But what do I do with that? What does it mean? So I think I'll tell you what it means. I think the pshat is based on the Gemara in Menachos, from page 18. Chof Tes Amud Beis. Kedibai, Reb Yehuda Nesia, Mirav Ami, Mai Dichsiv Bitchu B'Hashem Adayati, Beko Hashem Tzor Olomim. So Beko Hashem, the Yud and the K, so the fourth line, Fourth line. It says, "Im olam haba biyud, olam hazeh behei." So Omer al tonos b'mayim bihibaram, al tikar bihibaram ale behei baram. Have Omer ha olam hazeh behei, olam haba biyud. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created olam hazeh with a hey, and He created olam haba with a yud. So what does it mean that He created olam hazeh with a hey? Mivnei ma nivra olam hazeh behei. So says the Gemara, Vishadome Lach Sadra, Shakolarotza Lotse Yetse. It says like this, a hay represents, what's a hay? There's nothing on the bottom of a hay, it's open. Because that shows in this world there's Yeridus. You can go down. But you could also come back up. And Hashem said you can come back up either through the same hay, or I'm gonna give you even a little help, and I'm gonna leave a little open on the top. And I'll give you another opportunity. So the os hay represents the concept of what? Olin v'yardimbo. It represents this concept of falling and being able to retrieve yourself. That's what a hay is. And that's what this world is. You can't come to this world without realizing that. Because this world is the world of olin v'yardim. It's the world of making mistakes and learning from your mistakes. That's what the hay is about. If you don't have a hay in your name, you can't come into this world. You can't produce, because that's not this world. This is not the world. This is not the world of perfection. Like my mother always says, perfection is a word in the dictionary, except for the Ribbono Shel Olam. This world is olam v'yardim. This world is we make mistakes, and we have to realize that. We have to have hodah. As Rav Hutner says, hodah means a modeh. That I'm not perfect, that I need you to help me, because I don't have everything. No one has everything. And if they think they have everything, they're fooling themselves. And if they try to pretend to you they have everything, they're fooling you. No one has everything. And that's the challenge of life, is to strive to improve and work on oneself, and not to get down, because... And that's what that's why you need a hay to be in this world. Because that represents that they're going to be nephilis, going to go down, but there are going to be opportunities to go up, either through that same way, or as the Gemara is going to say later, through that little opening on the side. That's Hashem's extra help. So I think that's the pshat in the hays. You need a hay for this world. And then I thought, we should quote, once again, those that didn't hear, as I've said in the past, it's in the Sefer Baruch Ambrosius, the word of Rav Hutner. If you haven't heard it in the past, you hear it again. If you heard it in the past, you'll hear it again. And Rav Hutner explains the Pshat in Mishlei, Chav Dalet, page 19. Ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kam rishon koshlu barah.
a tzaddik will fall 7 times and he'll get up. So Rav Huttner says the most important pshat in the Igros Suksavim of Rav Huttner on page 20, the bottom arrow, says Shevi Yipol Tzaddik V'Kan HaKipshim, he says, foolish people Choshvim Ki Kavanoso B'Derech Rebusa Afal Pisha Sheva Yipol Tzaddik Mikol Mokam Hukam. He says, foolish people think pshat in this pasuk means that even though he fell 7 times, but since he's a tzaddik, he'll be able to recover. That's the fools. That's the foolish pshat. Aval hachachamim yodim heitev shakavona hi shemohus hakima shel tzaddik hu derech hashev nefilas shalom. It means, how did you become a tzaddik? How did you become a tzaddik? You didn't become because you had all of the yardim. You had ups and downs and ups and downs, and that gave you sensitivity, and that gave you experience, and that gave you more breadth and depth in life, that not everything went 100% right away. You had ups, all of the yardim, 7 times, but then that made you the tzaddik. That made you the tzaddik. It's not because you're a tzaddik you were able to overcome. It's that the fact that you didn't have everything right away, and things were difficult, and when the filus and aliyas and that made you the tzaddik. Ki sheva yipol, the sheva yipol is why he's a tzaddik. Not because he's a tzaddik, but that made him the tzaddik. Vayar Hashem et kol asher asav nei tov meod tov ze yetzer tov meod ze yetzer hara. Because the yetzer hara, the challenge. The fact that it wasn't so easy, the fact that it was a challenge and you had to rise to the occasion, that made you the tzaddik. That made you a deeper person, a more understanding person of yourself and a more understanding person of others. So when we read this parsha, the parsha of Olim V'Yordim Bo, you have to realize that that's the definition of this world. The world of the hay. Without a hay, you can't have children without a hay. Rachel needs a Bilhah to get an extra hay. She doesn't have a hay because you need that realization that they're going to be only v'yardim. They're going to be ups and downs. That's what a hay represents. The bottomless pit. You're going to go down, but you'll be able to come up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always give you new opportunities. But never to be misyayish. Never to say, well, realize that the reality of life is the frailty of the human being. It's not perfect. That's why you give hodah to somebody to say that I'm not perfect, therefore I needed your help, and I'm admitting that. That's the ma'od ma'od. Oh, the one thing I forgot that Rav Yosef Engel says, why was Leah zochet to have such a big family? Why was she zochet? So he writes there, you'll see it in the first Yosef. So he quotes the pasuk in page 13 in Noach. V'yoktan yolad es almodad. Right? Right, Aver had 2 sons, Peleg and Yoktan. Yoktan had almodad, Sholof, Chatzamoviz, Yorach, Chadoron, Uzal, Dikla, Oval, Avimoel, Shva. All these kids, says Rashi, Shaya Onov Umaktin Atzmo, Lakak Zocha Lahamid Kol HaMishpochos Ha'elu. So says Rav Yosef Engel, the same thing about Leah. Leah was the one who's Moda. She's the one who brings Hoda in the world. Natalta Yosei Michelki. I'm not a Magiali person. I'm a Natalta Yosei Michelki person. So I have a nevus to realize that it's not Magiali, but you're Natalta Yosei Michelki. So you're makting yourself. Then you're Zocha to the Mishpachos Harbe. And that's what Yoktan was Zocha. And says Rav Yosef Engel, that's Leah is the model of what Yoktan represented. That Yoktan was Maktin, he got such a big family, and that's what Leah was. And that's the Yisod Rabosa, Yisod HaChayim. And Rav Volbi, I don't know if I put it in here, yeah, Rav Volbi has his famous piece, you can read it, on page 22,
from the Sefer HaYosher, the Musa Sefer. There's a Sefer HaYosher, Rabbeinu Tam, a Musa Sefer, a famous paragraph in Rolbi's Al Yishor Chelek Aleph called Yemei Ava V'Yemei Hasina V'Hayesh. And it's Kedai to read the fifth chapter here in the Al Yishor about what he calls the Yemei Ava V'Yemei Hasina, meaning the Gadlus and the Katnus, the times that you're going to be into it, Yemei Ava, and the times you're going to be out of it. But the key, as he writes here on the left side, page 22, he says that when you're in the Yerida, you should realize that it's going to be temporary. That you put in some effort, it's going to be temporary. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you. But always realize that we're human, and we're not going to have a tviya about being human, because that's what we are, and that's what we'll always be. But that's what brings godless. That's what brings God. That's what brings a challenge. That's what makes tzaddik. Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. And that should be the challenge of your life. And Be'ezer Hashem, with overcoming that challenge, will build you into a stronger person, a more understanding person. And then you will truly understand the chalom of Yaakov Avinu of Olim v'yordim bo.